Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
You know what's funny? First of all, that is Brett Young. Song is called Mercy. Song is not funny. Song is actually very beautiful.
Yeah.
But what is funny is every single time I hear him say "Have mercy," I think of Full House.
Remember Uncle Jesse
when he used to go, "Oh, have mercy."
Gosh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, see?
I was like, no, I don't remember. And then you said it. I'm like, yeah, I remember that.
All right, it's Obie, Ashley. Got Slater in here. Man, it's Tuesday, everybody.
Yes.
All right, you made it to another day where we're going to go ahead and try to get you this experience of spending 3 days with us at the end of the month. It's going to be three hot. You're going to be sweaty. There may be scenarios where you get a little dirty, but we will be at Country 500 right there, smack in the center of the ring of the Daytona International Speedway, which what other opportunity are you ever going to have to be down there in the center
where all the cars,
you know, as they race, they sit there and they pit. Just a great experience. And all those artists.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, Chris Stapleton, who's won so many awards, by the way, he's got twins. I wonder, like, if his wife and twins will be there because his wife sings with him on stage.
Bringing the babies.
Yeah, Dierks Bentley, all these artists. And speaking of being hot, I saw, like, yesterday was the hottest day so far this year, 91 degrees.
Yeah.
Just as hot today, by the way.
Love it. Right now, 64. It's going to be a fantastic morning. Everybody ready?
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Obie and Ashley, I love the second date update on K92.3.
The moment that we love on this show where we get to play the national anthem and we get to send it up to heroes out there. A lot of times they're unsung heroes. And yesterday I had an experience and I want to share with you guys just, I'm so appreciative of the human race. Okay, let me just say that because yesterday on the turnpike headed towards Lake Nona, I witnessed a car flip.
That's so horrible.
So this car flipped in the air and probably rolled about 3-4 times until hitting the guardrail and coming to a complete stop. Well, after seeing this, not only me, but there was probably about 6-7 vehicles that pulled over to the side, everybody running over to this vehicle. And I just, first of all, let me just say that I hope that everybody in the vehicle is okay because we spent some time with them and they looked good. It was three people. They were like in their 80s.
That is insane that they were okay.
And, I mean, it really is after what we saw. But anyways, everybody kind of cooperated. We kind of used each other's wisdom to say, hey, let's not move any bodies. Let's try to help as much as we can. And I think those people are okay today. After seeing them yesterday and after leaving them yesterday, I believe that those people in that car are okay. But the unsung heroes are the people who stopped.
Yeah, especially, you know, sometimes if somebody sees one person stop, they could be like, oh, everything's
fine.
Yeah,
they got it.
Yeah, but the fact that seven people got out and, you know, they probably all saw it happen.
Yeah, well, and it's funny that you say that, Ash, because I did see, you know, when this other truck was stopping in front of me, I said, okay, that dude's going to stop too. So maybe I don't need to stop. I've got an appointment to get to.
Yeah.
And immediately I stopped myself and I said, man, we talk about how each of us has the ingredients to step up when it counts, right?
Yeah, totally.
And so that's that was what I felt at that moment. So to all of you out there who you allow those ingredients to take over and you become that person who helps, to you, this morning, the national anthem.
Oh, so can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through a perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh, say, does that star-spangled
Ashley in the morning.
Wakes me up. Gets me in a good mood. Every morning.
Oh, yeah.
K-82-3.
Mono, mono. City to city. The stakes are set. It's time. Time for the O-Town Showdown.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So we're to understand. We've got Aaron of Oviedo.
Yes.
Yay!
Good morning.
Going up against Anne of Castleberry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good morning, Anne.
Ladies, with such excitement, we got a chance to say good morning to you. Why don't you neighbors love on each other real quick?
Good morning.
Who's going to win these 3-day passes?
Me.
Anne. Anne, you better watch yourself. You sound like somebody who needs to pace themselves when they're at a festival
easy
like that.
Security.
All right, so here's the way the game works. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here. She's got three amazing questions for you. Now, the questions aren't that hard because it's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest. Using their sound, having the right answer, that's how you win this year's showdown.
All right.
So now's the fun part where we get those buzzer sounds. Ladies, Aaron of Oviedo, what's going to be your sound today? When do you think you're right?
Toby? Yes, because I
want to
see Toby Keith at the Country 500.
Yay. Hey, Red Solo Cup.
Toby.
All right. Now, Anne of Castleberry, what's going to be your sound when you think you're right?
Blue.
Is that the way you're feeling today?
Yes.
No.
What?
We're going to change
color.
That.
Oh, your favorite color. Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. So, guys, let's get those sounds one more time for everybody playing along. Aaron of Oviedo.
Toby.
Anne of Castleberry.
Blue.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're ready for the
O-Town Showdown.
Okay. All right, so since it's Teacher Appreciation Day, these questions are teacher-oriented. So question number one, what red fruit is stereotypically given by students to teachers?
Oh, man, that was Anne.
Apple.
Yeah.
All right, man, both you guys were quick on that one. Anne just beat you out by a little bit. So Castleberry with one. Oviedo, you need one to stay in the game.
Question two. If you got an 89 on a test, what grade would your teacher give you?
Blue.
Okay, that was Oviedo's. Aaron.
B.
Oh, what? Is it a B?
Nope, we're looking for something a little bit more specific.
B. She said a B?
Blue.
And what do you think for the steal?
B plus.
That's what they would put on the paper. And all day taking that one two in a row, which means you are the winner of today's O-Town Showdown.
Congratulations, Anne.
Guys, thank you so much for participating. Aaron, you get that air hug. Come here, girl.
Bring it in.
Nice
hug.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. And that's another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Derek, Michael, Craig Campbell, I'm coming to see you.
Bobby and Ashley in the morning
on K-82-3.
Let's talk about millennials real quick.
It's not anything to do with millennials, first of all.
Can we just talk about millennials really quick?
You're a millennial, so
Ashley,
let's go for
this
it.
Morning, no, I'm on the cusp. I'm on the tip, as some would say. So here we go. Ashley sends this email this morning about vacation days and what?
It's at the highest point in 7 years. So American vacation usage, highest point in 7 years because people like don't take their vacation.
Nice.
They'll let the whole year go by and they've got like weeks left because they just, for some reason or the other, haven't taken it, but...
Oh, because they're responsible employees and they do what they're supposed to...
It's at the highest level for American vacation usage since 2010. So people are taking more of their vacation. They're being responsible because Mr... First of all,
I wish you guys would see her neck, and I wish you would see her finger, the way she's slamming that thing back and
first
forth.
First of all, vacation travel, they're saying, is valuable and necessary for strengthening personal relationships, inspiring creative thinking, improving professional performance, and promoting better health.
Drop the mic.
You can't drop these mics. They're on mic arms. But listen, I think that the old school way of working... And that work ethic of not taking vacation days because, you know, you're just a good worker. That's all gone out of the window.
That has nothing to do with it. And Obi, if we all got to leave at 11 like you do every day.
Whoa, hold on. I also come in here at 4 o'clock in the morning. Come on.
Here's a tissue.
Look at you. You're in trouble. Hey. No, mic off. You're in trouble. Bye.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so Miss Ashley here, we're afraid that she did not go about her scenario the right way when she ended up getting into a fender bender.
Yes. So what, Saturday I was out in Oviedo at an event and my car was parked. I was standing on the sidewalk and all of a sudden I hear like somebody backing into my car watching. And so anyways, it was a listener and I'd felt bad. So I'm like, oh, she's going to be like terrified because she realized. I start walking over and she goes, is that your car? And I was like, yep. And so anyways, long story short, I get her information, insurance card, stuff like that, but I didn't call the cops and she asked me to pay out of pocket. Like she wants to be able to pay it out of pocket first, or offer to be able to pay out of pocket before it gets turned into insurance.
You gonna do it? You gonna do it?
Well, yeah.
I'd go through insurance or out of pocket?
No, I was literally going to have, because one of our coworkers here, her parents own a body shop, so I was going to have them quote it, then send her the bill if she wants to do something with it. Because somebody told me, the lady at the place I was at said, you don't need to file a police report. It's not going to do anything other than if she tries to fight it.
So we need some clarification here, because there are some people also in the building that are like, nope, you should call an officer.
Always.
Yeah. Should have called a cop.
Well, Slater's saying, yeah, I should have called a cop.
See, and to me, I'm in the same boat with Ashley, that we really care about our listeners. Why, you know, that just seems like it's going to take forever. The cop's going to come. It's just this big ordeal when, hey, just pay for the damage.
And I've got all of her information, like her name or insurance, all that. And I get, she just wants to what? Because what is that? I've never been in like an accident like this where this has happened, where I've had to go through insurance.
Well, it jacks up your insurance and all of a sudden now you've got a history with your insurance.
So I get
if you don't
why she wants to pay it out of pocket. If she can pay me out of pocket and take care of it, then by all means, go for it.
Don't do it.
Why?
Don't do it. You got to go through insurance. That's why insurance companies exist. That's why people have insurance.
I don't know, but if it's only going to cost, I don't know. All right, so hey, look, we've already got people calling up, so we appreciate the advice that you're about to give us.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
First of all, that was Chris Stapleton you just heard, and reminder that we got your tickets every morning this week in the O-Town Showdown at 7:10, and then also in the afternoons with AJ at 5:35. So you want to not miss out on those three-day passes for sure. Last night, though, Caleb Lee from Ormond Beach was on The Voice. Top 10 now he's in, and it was the performance night last night, so tonight we'll find out if he makes it through again. But he sang a Little Big Town song, Boondocks, which was, he did pretty good.
Solid.
Yeah, we were talking about how, you know, a lot of the other performances he's done on the show has been with his guitar, and he seemed a little bit more at ease on stage last night without his guitar. And sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with an instrument, it can really take away from, like, you focusing on your vocals and everything. So I think he sounded better than ever, honestly, last night. So tonight, we'll see if he gets voted through. In other news, American Idol bringing in the big guns. I think they're realizing for the top five, they're really going to make it big. So Carrie Underwood coming in this Sunday to be a guest mentor. And they've only got, like I said, five contestants left on American Idol. So they're down to the nitty gritty.
Well, and again, who better to tell the tips and tricks on how to win than a winner themselves?
No kidding. Especially with her success. I mean, not only American Idol, but overall.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, she's even bigger than American Idol, some would say.
And this is exciting. I know, like, so many people on our K92.3 Facebook page yesterday were freaking out, like, out of excitement, like, great stuff, that Brett Eldridge is coming to Orlando October 18th at the Dr. Phillips Center. So that's the one, that's the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center in downtown Orlando. We're going to have your tickets, of course, for free, and then if you want to buy them, they're going to go on sale here on the 11th. So just a couple days away from that, we got the link for you. All of that up right now at K92.3Orlando.com.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Anthony, what town are you in?
DeBary.
Okay. DeBary.
All right, okay, so tell us what happened during your date.
Yeah, so I went on this great date with Linda.
we even bonded afterwards doing dishes together. It was really felt like something special.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. And that is something that like couples do. Okay, so do me a favor. What makes Linda so amazing that you're willing to put all this information out on the radio? I mean, she's probably going to be pissed.
I don't think she's going to be pissed. I think she lost my number or something. Something's up.
Well, we hope not.
All right, why don't we give her a call then? Try to see if we can get her talking first, okay?
Sounds great.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Linda, please.
This is Linda.
Linda, good morning. It's Obie and Ashley.
Hey, Linda.
So we're on the radio. We work for K92.3. We do the morning show for the big station here in town.
Okay.
Okay, so we're calling you because you went on a date with a guy who's confused as to why you're not calling him back?
Okay, but why are you calling me?
Because you're not getting back to him.
Who are you exactly?
I'm sorry?
Okay, who are you guys?
We're with the radio station, and we do this every day, trying to help couples, like, get back in touch with each other, and he knew we did it.
Okay.
We're talking about Anthony.
Oh, God. Okay, so he called you guys, and you're calling me.
Yes, and this is all with good intentions. We're just trying to pay, we're even going to pay for you guys to go on a second date.
Oh, really? Okay.
You want to give us some details?
About our date?
If you didn't mind, I mean, we're going to try to get you guys to go back out on another one.
He wants to know why. He's got to be out of his mind. Okay, can I just tell you what happened?
Of course, yeah.
So we go out to this nice restaurant, and we have a really nice dinner, and then he goes to pay, and his debit card bounces. So I offered to pay, and he said no. He was, you know, which was, I understand. He didn't want me to pay because he took me out. But somebody's got to pay the bill, right? So the restaurant owner comes out, and he actually makes us wash the dishes.
Wait, why didn't you? Couldn't you just spot him? Couldn't you just pay for it?
He did. I tried. He said, "No, no woman of mine is going to pay for a bill. No one."
But it's okay for you guys to wash dishes.
Oh my gosh! For real, you want you barefoot too?
Yeah, I thought exactly, and I'm like all dressed up, and I'm thinking this is. I'm mortified. I thought it was a prank.
Wait. So seriously, you guys were washing dishes in the back of a kitchen?
I didn't even know that was a real thing. I thought that was like something they joked about in cartoons and old 70s shows, right?
You and us both.
No, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. So we're in the back, and he's like, oh, come on, it'll bond us. It's so much fun. I'm like, I'm dressed up in an apron in the back with all the kitchen staff looks at me like, oh, God, here's another one. And I'm like, I guess this happens. Yeah, I guess it happens sometimes.
Wow.
I'm mortified. One. Yeah, I ruined my manicure.
Oh. Oh, my God. Okay, let's do this because we knew nothing about that.
No.
Anthony is on the line, and he just heard everything you said.
Oh, God. I didn't want to talk to him then. I don't want to talk to him now.
No.
Okay, well, he just wanted to know, though, so he's already here and already heard it.
Didn't we bond over that moment? I thought that was the best time of the night.
I mean, that is a story.
You thought washing dishes was the best time of the night? You are out of your mind. Do you date at all?
We talked about each other through that time. We were making fun of one of the bus boys back there.
Uh-huh.
I was so mortified. I was embarrassed, and I thought, I'd rather stay home with my cat.
Oh, my gosh. What restaurant was this?
Steakhouse.
No way.
Yeah, 2 hours do we get to spend just the two of us together.
See, what? Okay, guys. Oh, so listen, this isn't that big of a problem. Anthony's got the great perspective here. You guys got the chance to bond. Linda, let us pay for you guys to go out on another date. Let's do this again. And this time we're paying.
No. I don't want to go out with him at all. Oh. I would rather have gone out with a bus boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Emmanuel.
Stop it.
Hola.
Oh, no, I think your friends on the station need to take up a collection so you can take somebody out. Because you cannot pay for dinner.
Oh, man.
Well, I just think we're missing a chance, you know, to really have a life together.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, listen. We're gonna stop this because you guys had a chance to talk, and that's all we promised to do. Okay, Anthony? Sorry we couldn't help any further. Mm-hmm. And Linda, thank you for your cooperation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. This has been more fun than my date.
Oh, my gosh.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update.
On K92.3.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. I don't think I've laughed that hard in a while.
Because of the second date?
Yes.
I mean, just, okay, hold on. Let's open this up to a Chime Time. You guys have never been declined?
Oh, I mean, I think my card has been declined and stuff, but never in the situation of, like, eating at a restaurant and, like, having to, you know.
Super embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay, so my first year moving out to Orlando, I took a girl on a date. She knows who she is. We went to Olive Garden back when Olive Garden was still, you know, the place to go. And I got declined. And she ended up having to pay. I felt so embarrassed.
I can imagine. That's, like, horrifying.
Yeah, and I felt, I spent a lot of time, like, trying to catch up with her and, like, hey, let me pay you back. Let me give you $30. And she was like, just don't worry about
it. You should have washed dishes. Would that have been better?
I don't know. What do you do? What do you do if your car's declined out of public? Good morning.
I work in a restaurant.
Okay.
And this happens a lot more often than you would think.
Really? I've never seen patrons have to wash dishes.
I know. Can they really make you do that?
Well, that's our policy, I guess, because if there's no other way to pay, what are you going to do?
Wow.
Their manager has to, like, comp that off, but I'm always the one that has to show them what the heck they have to do. It's super embarrassing for all parties.
Hi, it's Chris Jansen. Is it Chime Time?
Well, as a matter of fact, it is.
It's Chime Time. 844-254-9232.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
The Chime Time is, your card ever got declined in public?
This is Jeremy in Palm Bay. Now, I have been declined in public because I'm comfortable now. I'm married. I'm 43. I have kids, a house, and a car, and stuff like that. But there's definitely been a time where I was so broke I couldn't even pay attention. I was...
That's good.
Yeah, it's funny now, huh?
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
Hope you're having a fantastic morning. Right now, 70 degrees outside. It's going to be an 88-degree day.
Yeah.
All right. It's a hot Chime Time in here right now because getting declined... That sucks, especially if it's in front of a bunch of your friends.
Yeah, it's kind of horrifying. So your card, credit card, whatever it is, when it's declined in public, that's what happened on second date. And they had to go wash dishes in the back, which is even more horrifying.
Yeah, so we've got Nick on the line who works for corporate restaurants, and that's not something that would happen, right?
We tell them, hey, that for some reason this didn't accept it, so is there another form of payment?
And if there isn't, then what's the penalty?
That's when you ask for their watch and collateral. I'll take that watch.
No, that's when the manager says, I'll be right back, and then they go in there, call the police, and then they come in and take their identification.
Man, really?
I would wash dishes every day.
K92.3, good morning.
Your card ever been declined in public?
Yes. One time in a grocery store, I had pretty much filled up my shopping cart with, you know, week supplies of groceries.
Of course.
And I got to check out. They swiped the card and they said decline. And, you know, I was sure I had money on it. They tried it a few more times, but it definitely wasn't going through. So I just had to leave the shopping cart there. Felt kind of bad because I guess someone had to put all it was.
Oh, yeah. No, that is, I mean, anytime it's declined is embarrassing, but especially when you're there, like, in front of so many people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a line behind me and everything, so everyone saw it. It was no.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Muna, and I love waking up to Obie and Ashley's second date update every morning on K92.3.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.